Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 44.
I am, I don't know, 80% chocolate still after Easter.
Oh my God, what was the best egg you got?
The tradition in my house, or Jack and mine's house, is the Lindt chocolate bunny. Like, he gets me a Lindt chocolate bunny. And this year, I got a milk one, a white chocolate one, and then I got a hazelnut one. But a bit disappointed with the hazelnut one. It's almost a bit too nutty, like it's almost like a crisp. It's a bit savoury. Oh. It's good, don't get me wrong, but it's not as good as I thought it would be. But I mean, I'm just happy with any kind of Lindt bunny in any capacity. But then the surprise hit of Easter was I got Jack, which I thought was excellent value for money. I got him a dime Cadbury's one, but it was really big, and you got the dime chocolate Cadbury's bar with it, and it was a tenner from Tesco. But it was like, it was a lot of chocolate, and that was sensational. It was like really chunky and had loads of dime in the Easter egg.
I got a crunchy one like that. So it had actual bits in the egg, and that is what I'm here for.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. Like, absolutely love it. So that was a surprise hit. And then June had our first ever Easter egg. Well, not a hunt, because, you know, that would be too much, but it was a trail. And it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. But she just keeps asking for, like, chocolate bunnies all the time. She's like, chocolate bunny? I'm like, no, baby, it's like 7:30 in the morning. No. So basically she just wakes up every morning and goes, swimming, chocolate bunny. And I'm like, no, you can't go swimming and have a chocolate bunny like every day. That's not a thing.
I mean, there's no reason she shouldn't be able to.
Well, yeah, I know, fine. But, you know, when she goes swimming, I have to like wash her hair and then dry her hair. It's a lot of maintenance.
I love that you say that about her hair, and she's literally got like a 2-year-old hair, which is like tiny, tiny amount of hair. She requires a real like Joan Collins.
She does. Honestly, you should see her hair after I've just blow dried it. It's literally like a bouffant. And then trying to get it to sit still for that long. And you can't let it dry naturally, because then she sleeps on it and then it all just goes a bit wild.
I would love to see that.
I've really gone off on one. How are you?
June's bouffant. That can be the title of the episode. I'm well. I'm all right, thank you. It is today, the day we're recording. It's literally 1 month until the wedding, which is madness.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm really excited. I'm a bit like, oh my God, where has time gone? Which is quite weird. But I'm really excited. So I've been thinking a lot about that. Easter was really lovely. The sunshine, the warmth. Oh, honestly.
The sunshine was incredible. And the 4 days off, I mean, I know not everyone is in a job where they can take those 4 days off. I imagine a lot of people were kind of cursing their work when people had 4 days off, but I took them. I was planning on it, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, I really like properly unwound.
Yeah,
I'm wound up again now, but...
Yeah, same. But it was so good. I went to an antiques fair. Basically, I just did loads of things that I possibly thought I might do when I retire. So I went to an antiques fair. I went to a garden centre. I made salmon en croûte, which was, as the recipe suggested, next level. It was just really good. I actually had back to work blues on Tuesday.
I did some baking as well, and I was like, I haven't done that in ages. And it's just that I felt like a new woman. And then, yeah, on Tuesday, I was just, like, lost.
Yeah, I was at my desk, and you know where you like feel a bit down, and you run through all the things in your head, and you're like, no, 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 it's not that. No, that's all right. No, don't need to worry about that. And there was literally no reason for me to be grumpy. It was just because I'd had such a nice 4 days in the sunshine, done lots of things, and then I was back at work. And I love my job, but at the same time, I was like, can it not just be Easter weekend forever? Like, I really enjoyed that.
I know. Well, we've not got long to the next bank holiday. Nearly just over a week.
I can't discuss the next bank holiday with you. I'm sorry.
That sounds so sinister.
I can't. You know why.
It's my hen party, as if me and Charlotte have got a secret trade deal going on.
I can't discuss it. I can't. As soon as Liv mentions anything about a hen or a wedding, I just tell her to stop, because I'm one of those people that ruins things for people, but like really accidentally. The other day when I said something about your wedding dress and I was on loudspeaker, at no point did I consider whether Joe was in the house or not. I haven't actually seen Liv's wedding dress, but I know one key piece of information, and I said the key piece of information, and Liv was just looking at me, and I was like, oh my God, have I just ruined the magic moment that you'll never be able to recreate with your husband-to-be? But luckily he was out the house, so that's why I can't discuss next weekend. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we cannot discuss it. But guess what? I've eaten bread again.
How was it? What did you go for first?
I had soldiers.
You broke Lent with soldiers. What kind of soldiers? Like just from a Warburton's White Slice?
Literally.
Was it as good as you remembered?
It was good, although I felt like I got quite bad bloating because it's been such a while.
If I hadn't eaten bread for 40 days and 40 nights, I'd be going in for a French baguette or an artisan sourdough, or like pop into Gales for a cheese and onion, I don't know, roll or something.
Yeah, why did Joe buy that? There'll be words after this podcast.
Yeah. Did you have like properly salted butter on it? I mean...
Yeah, no, it was a nice butter, and it was like two well-boiled eggs. So it was very nice.
Do you know what bread I had yesterday? Like a pretzel, like submarine. Like it looks like a pretzel.
Ooh.
But it's soft bread. Ooh. What do they call it? Like a, let me have a look. Is it a pretzel roll? It was really good, but I can't really describe it. I can't really identify it. But I think it is called pretzel bread. And it was a sandwich yesterday. And it was, I picked it because of the bread, and I was really impressed with it.
And I know exactly what you mean.
Like quite a dark shade of brown, and then it has like quite a white, like crisscross effect kind of going.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know the one I mean. That's the kind of thing you should have broken Lent with.
Not some sad soldiers.
Some sad soldiers indeed.
I know.
All this chat reminds me of this podcast that Jack's been listening to, and I've been listening to a bit, but not as much as Jack, like he won't stop talking about it. And it's called Off Menu with Ed Gamble and James Acaster.
Ooh.
And it's talking about like people's perfect meals.
We're doing the wrong podcast.
I know. Once I'd heard the concept, I was like, damn the fringe of it. But for example, like soldiers isn't going to be your dream bread, is it?
Joe, I did enjoy it as much as you said. I think a sourdough wouldn't have
Sorry, I've really got into it.
A sourdough wouldn't have been a bad thing, but do you know what my dream thing is? Oh, I can taste it. So my dream roll is like, my dream bread is like a crusty roll, but not too crusty that all the crust falls off when you cut it, but like one that you kind of cut and then it's got the little bit at the side which you can peel away and eat, and it's just like a really fluffy, doughy white roll.
I know what you mean about the one that's too crumbly, because then it's almost like it's a lot of effort
to clean
up.
It's like an Easter egg. You cut it and then it's like hollow. Like there's almost too much like I was going to say shelving. There's almost too much crust. Don't want that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Talking of bread, because we're still talking about bread, on the weekend I had a hot cross bun loaf from the new local artisan bakery.
That's what I forgot to buy.
It's too late now. You're not going to find that on the 25th of April.
Oh.
I feel like you should have spoken to me before you went in.
If we'd have recorded this before Easter.
when we were supposed to record it.
For God's sake, that loaf looked unbelievable.
It's so good. And also, talking about bread from the new artisan bakery in Lincoln, they have a cinnamon babka, and Jack and I bought it and I ate it within the hour. So we got it home and then I kept slicing bits off it and then wrapping it up and putting it back and then going to sit down and then just getting up and going back and slicing more off it. And I was like, do you know what?
Oh, yeah. By the time you've got there, you're like, right, turning back around.
And then I just got to the point where it's like, well, you might as well just eat the whole thing. Like, just stop it. Like, whatever you're trying to deny yourself, just eat the loaf.
Yeah.
It was quite a petite loaf, but it was sensational. The top had such a crust on it. It was almost like toffee-like. It was so good.
Can you bring some for the next bank holiday weekend?
Potentially. I don't know if I'll be seeing you the next bank holiday weekend, but next time I see you, I'll bring some babka.
Okay,
absolutely,
perfect.
Can we? I'm using this as a convenient moment to move on to Telly Talk.
Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
That was beautiful. You should use that as a new jingle.
Ba-da-ba-ba. That's the James Bond song. I think what I've been doing recently to really irritate Joe, because I don't watch Game of Thrones, is...
Neither do I.
I keep saying to him, I'm like, have you heard the Game of Thrones theme song? And then I start going, do, 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 do. And Joe's like, shut up. And it's not even that funny. I don't even know.
It's absolutely the least funniest thing I've ever heard. Halfway into the anecdote, I was like, this better pick up. This better pick up.
It's so not funny. It's because I don't watch it. I think it's funny to pretend that I don't know what the theme tune is and think Harry Potter.
Do you think we're the only two people on the history of the planet that don't watch Game of Thrones? I can't think of anything worse.
I really want to get into it, but I'm just like, I'm scared of the level of commitment and the level of attention that is required.
Why do you want to get into it though? Like, why?
Because everyone says it's really good.
Oh, I know, but on a, no, no, that makes me dislike it even more. You know how I feel about things that hype.
I know, well, I know how you're like.
I'm not watching Fleabag and I'm not watching Game of Thrones, and I will cut my nose off to spite my face.
Oh no, you should definitely watch Fleabag because that is on my Telly Talk and that is something I've just finished.
Right, well, let's get into it. So have you watched series 1 and 2?
Yeah, both. I inhaled them.
Like bread.
Oh yeah, like I was honestly, absolutely devoured it.
So last time we spoke, you'd watch series one. Oh, no, you'd watch one episode, I think.
Oh my God. So basically, that was when we did the podcast last week, a couple of weeks ago, sorry. And then I think the day after, I had really like really bad anxiety, like all day. I felt really like out of sorts. And then I got home and I watched some more. And then the day after, I kind of had a day off, like almost like a sick day, because I was just so... She wasn't feeling well at all, and I literally inhaled all of it. And my mum had just finished watching it, and she was like, "Oh, you're up to series 2." She rewatched series 2 with me because I think there's 6 episodes per series, and if they're only about 25 minutes long, you can pretty much do them all in about 3 hours. So it's so easy to just devour it. And I honestly, when I finished it, it's such a weird one, Fleabag, because I've spoken to some people who have not been able to get into it at all. And they're just like, it's so not up my street. I could not get into it. And I've spoken to some people that are just, I think it's so love-hate that you either love it or you're just like, I can't get into it. And I'm just on the love camp completely.
Right, here's a question. Do I need to watch series 1 to watch series 2?
I don't think you do. I think it helps. I think there's things that go on in series 1 that kind of help you understand her as a character better, and you kind of feel you know all the characters more, kind of like with any like TV show, I guess. But it's not essential, but I feel like, I think, well, my mum started actually on series 2, fell in love with it, and then kind of had to revisit the first one. So I think it can,
okay,
it,
to
can
be fair, be so you're saying series 1 is 3 hours long and series 2 is 3 hours long?
I think that's about right. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll put it to Jack. Maybe we'll watch that later, because I've just seen all the furore on Twitter about it. I've been following that this week about if it was just written for a certain type of woman. But I think one of the most interesting takes on it was basically if there were more things written by more women in general, we wouldn't be having this argument.
Whether, I've seen all of whether that. It is...
Oh, yeah. Now, have a look. Like, so basically, there was a piece written on The Guardian about is Fleabag just for posh girls? And then, you know, various opinions. Some people were saying, yeah, it's just for white middle-class women. There needs to be more diversity. Some of the things aren't relatable. And then, you know, posh white girls will get over it. So, you know, why are we even having this discussion? And other people... I don't know why. Sometimes I just get into something on Twitter. Like, I'll just pop onto Twitter because I've actually deleted the app from my phone. So I just log on my desktop and whatever is like the first thing.
Yeah. Because
there's normally, you know, some kind of furore on Twitter. I'll just have a look. But I think kind of like the best tweet I saw was, yeah, I understand all your arguments for, all of them against. But generally, if we just hired more women writers, more female anything, then we could all be represented rather yeah. than kind of arguing of whether just one person was represented. But considering I've not watched the show, I don't really know why I really got into the depths of Twitter on that one.
Oh no, I do that with all TV shows, but I did really enjoy it. I think she played a very, very interesting character who was quite dislikable at times, but also I don't know, it just shows that you can have hardships and not be defined by them. I don't know. It was just really, I really enjoyed it. And I'm obsessed with Phoebe Waller-Bridge now. I've watched her 73 Questions interview with Vogue, and I just think she's the coolest person, which I think I did mention actually the last time we recorded, but I'm still obsessed with her.
Oh, I like a good obsession. I like to know whether it's just like a flash in the pan or like if it comes deeply ingrained in your kind of like hobbies and interests, which sometimes,
oh yeah,
you know, that can really happen for us, because you know we do get quite obsessed with things.
I know, I don't go half-assed with anything, I go full-assed.
Well, talking of obsessions, I went to the cinema to see Wild Rose. So I'd seen a trailer, and then you know that is it a marketing rule where if you're supposed to see something 10 times and then like you find, so I'd seen it like 4 or 5 times, and I was like, fine, I'll go to the cinema and I'll watch it, because the trailer kind of put me off a bit. And then also they were like, oh yeah, it's this year's The Star Is Born, and I was like, no, I'm not having
don't
that comparison.
Don't even go there, pal.
Yeah, just the wounds are still raw. Anyway, it's not this year's A Star Is Born at all. It just so happens to be a song, a film about singing. So I think Jack and I, when did we go? Like 2 weeks ago, 2 Saturdays ago, I called my mum up and I was like, you need to have June. Like, we need to go to the cinema and see this film. And it was so good. It was so much better than I thought it was going to be, because, as I say, the trailer just doesn't really sell it. Well, it wasn't selling it to me, but it is... I've got some notes here. When I say notes, I've actually just got the name of the actress, Jessie Buckley, because I knew I'd forget her name. And it's set in Glasgow. And the opening scene, and you see this in the trailer, is her getting out of prison, going back to her mum's house, who is Julie Walters, and reuniting with her children. But then it comes to light that she's really obsessed with country and Western, or as she keeps correcting everybody, it's just country. And she's got this like big dream to go to like Nashville, Tennessee, and but she kind of keeps messing it up for various reasons, and it actually really got me thinking, because as I said to Jack, would we be even bothered if she was kind of a man not looking after her kids to go and pursue her dream?
Yeah,
like, obviously, you know, we would be bothered, but it's just, we see that quite a lot. And then I just kind of felt like I was internally judging her just because she was a mum with two kids. Like, I'm not saying anybody should be abandoning their kids, but, you know, we've seen that story so many times with different like male singers and things. So it was really interesting, but the story isn't as the trailer suggests. She goes on this kind of like really interesting journey. And more importantly, the soundtrack and the costume is incredible. So it's all set in Glasgow pretty much, which I've got a big soft spot for, because my mum's Glaswegian and half my family, so I just love the Glaswegian accent, which I thought my friend, sorry, I've just gone on a real monologue here about this film. Sorry, I'll let you talk in a second. But one of my best friends coming down from Glasgow this weekend, so I'm going to ask her if she's seen it and ask her what she thought of the accents. But I thought most of them were pretty good. And Jessie Waller-Bridge then, I was just making up actresses, said that before she went to film, she actually went around pubs in Glasgow and just sat at the bar and talked in a Glaswegian accent and nobody questioned it. So I thought that was quite a good character, getting into character. But there's a lot of fringing going on, a lot of cowboy boots, and the soundtrack had it on repeat. I'm obsessed. And also, talking about obsessed, I've dug out my brown fringe suede jacket from underneath the stairs and I've been swinging around in it.
Okay, this
is what Liv and I do when we like something.
Oh yeah, you start literally dressing like the characters in the film.
Yeah, definitely. In the market for some white cowboy boots, if anybody. Maybe I should draw the line there. Maybe it's too much.
I do get like that with films, though. Oh, would I like it? It sounds like everything I'd like.
Oh, yeah, no, it's right up your street. Absolutely. You need to go.
Oh, okay, I'm sold. There's not loads at the cinema that I'm desperate to see, so I feel like maybe that's the calling.
I feel like we're getting into that summer part of the cinema, you know, where you're like, oh, I really want to go to the cinema, and then you look at the cinema listings and you're like, no, I don't want to see a Marvel film.
It's Marvel, isn't it, the Avengers?
I haven't got a clue, you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so it's the Avengers Endgame that's out today, but Joe's going to see it tonight at I think it's about 9:15, and it's 3 hours long.
Oh no, this looks absolutely awful.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people have been like, well, it doesn't matter if you've not seen any of the other ones because you have to see it, it's amazing. And I'm just like, I think this is going to be like Game of Thrones. You won't like it because it's been hyped.
And also, it's not for me. I mean, what am I singing along to? Who am I dressing up like?
Avengers!
I don't mind dressing up like the 60s Avengers, the TV show. That's fine, but no, not for me. For me at all. Have you been watching anything else?
Well, I've been watching Line of Duty as per, and it's last week's episode was a shocker. It was like, I won't spoil it like I did last week, but it took a very unexpected turn at the end. And I have lots of theories. Maybe I'll discuss them next week, so then people have got a chance to catch up. I was watching it all, taking it all in, trying to figure things out. I didn't really understand what was going on. And then the last 5 minutes, or maybe you want to rewatch the episode with a new perspective. Honestly, brilliant. Also, I went to see Hamilton this week again. I took my brother as part of his birthday present. Well, as his birthday present, not part of. Don't know who I think I am.
I was going to say, what else is he getting?
I know, I was like, he did not get anything else. Because I went for part of my birthday present. Well, my birthday.
What else did you get?
When I said part of my birthday present, it was like, that is an adequate present. Do not feel you have to get me anything else. And it was amazing. Even better because I now know some of the songs.
So Jack and I have this, oh God, sorry everyone. I'm like, Jack and I, we spend quite a lot of time together, all right? And we were watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and there's this running joke through, I can't remember which series, about Hamilton. And they just keep like referencing Hamilton. And we literally had no idea what Hamilton was. And then you went to see Hamilton and Jack was like, this Hamilton thing is getting out of control. And then you went to see Hamilton again, and generally, this is pretty much like this anecdote that you told earlier about the Harry Potter theme tune and Game of Thrones. Like, it's not really going anywhere, but it really makes me laugh.
Oh, and do you have any interest in going to see it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would definitely. I mean, I am down, if anyone's listening, to go and see any musical of any description.
Gemma went to see 9 to 5 this week, which sounds exactly like the kind of thing I would like to go to see.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely great. I mean, my favourite West End show is Chicago. I've been to see it 3 times. I've cried through it 3 times. I'll go and see it again. I'm just looking up like some of the most popular ones. I've seen The Lion King like back in the day.
I've never seen Chicago.
Oh my God, I will happily go with you. I mean, I just put the Chicago soundtrack on when I'm feeling sad.
Oh my God.
It's so good. I haven't I told you my theory that I'd like I don't want to be famous, but I would like to get to a level of notoriety just so I can play Mama in Chicago, because they often give that role away.
Oh,
you know, like to Kelly, like Kelly Osbourne was Mama in Chicago once. So like I, you know, I don't want to be famous in any way, shape or form. I just want to get into a West End show. But, you know, without putting any of the dedication or hard work into it.
Oh, yeah, I think it could happen. I mean, I have no idea who that character is and, like, her, but, you know, the trait.
When you're good to Mama, Mama's good to you, you'll be good to Mama. Oh, I think I've just got all the words. Something about a ragu. You'd really like it.
Oh, my God. Okay, is it in London at the moment?
I don't know. We'll have a look. My mum's off to see Motown. It's coming to Nottingham. I'd quite like to see that.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see the Book of Mormon. I'd like to see Wicked. I've never seen Wicked.
I like Wicked too.
Have you seen Wicked?
Yeah. I'm flying high, defying gravity.
Beautiful. What I've seen Miss Saigon. I saw that back in secondary school. Would not see that again. I've also seen Les Mis. Wouldn't see that again.
Why?
Actually, I've not seen Les Mis. No, I've not seen Les Mis.
I know all the words to every Les Mis song.
Do you?
Yeah.
I would like to see Mamma Mia, but the sing-along at the O2, is that what's going on there?
I think it's quite expensive, though.
No, it is expensive, that one at the O2, because when those tickets...
£150.
Yeah, and what are you getting for £150? I mean...
Okay, you get a 3-course sit-down meal, the opportunity to dance to ABBA music after the show. But what about during the show? You can arrive up to 1 hour before the start of the show to mingle. I have to see it to believe it, I think.
But, you know, I got the preview, you know, when O2 send you the, you know, this is going on sale seat, and I was like, oh, maybe I could get it for Liv's birthday. Then I saw the price of a ticket and I was like, that's not even part of your birthday present.
And part of your birthday present.
It's not going to be your full birthday present because they're too expensive. But what do you get for your £150? Like, is Pierce Brosnan turning up? Meryl Streep, what's happening?
I can't work it out. Even after looking at the site, I'm a bit like, it's vague. You get a 3-course meal and ABBA music, but I'm like, I could do that at home.
Right, sorry, we've really sidetracked. Rounding up TV, have you seen anything else? This is only because you said Hamilton.
Yeah, do you know what? I've watched one more thing, which I started catching up with last night, which is the new series of First Dates.
Why didn't you message me about this, please?
I don't know, it's because I only realised last night. I can't remember, I'm so sorry.
How dare you? When is it on? Has it changed?
No, Mondays, I think. But oh my God, the first episode was a corker.
Well, I kind of don't want to know what happened because I want to watch it myself. Can you tell me what happened without telling me what
happened? Okay, so there's the highlight for me was a girl called Crystal who was from Belfast and she was obsessed with owls, like completely obsessed with them. And she works at volunteers at a place called World of Owls. And in her beautiful Belfast accent, she kept saying owls. And she was so full of life and so warm and lovely. And I just fell in love with her. And they set her up with a guy that loved penguins. And it was just such pure, pure television.
No way. Oh. I mean, that's what I love about First Dates. Like, where do they find these people? Did the owl love translate to the penguin love and vice versa?
Yeah, she knitted him a baby owl to give to him on their date called Baby Nero. And it was just.
I think I might.
You're going to leave and go and watch it now?
No, I was going to say, I think I might. It was, sounds beautiful.
She was so lovely. I've never heard anyone have that kind of enthusiasm about anything, let alone owls. And it was just really great watching all the couples were just. I just love it. It's just such good feel-good television. I think there's one more I need to catch up with from this week, but I only managed one last night. But definitely recommend.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm definitely going to not watch Fleabag and I'll watch First Dates instead. And it's all your fault.
Oh, God. Every time I get closer to you watching something.
Sorry, First Dates is back.
Maybe
it's very
maybe
important.
Next week. Have you watched anything else?
No. Let's move on to shopping.
Do, 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 do. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What have you been buying this week?
This week I did the wardrobe switchover because I looked at my, well, the Easter weekend spurred it on with the weather, and then looked at the weekends that I've got coming up that I can't discuss, and I realised actually I'm quite busy, and if I don't do it now, I don't know when it's going to get done. And I also, like, I keep seeing bits and bobs, and I just wanted to sort my wardrobe out so I knew where I was at, so I could, you know, make sensible purchasing decisions. So I did the big wardrobe switchover, which was incredible. I've taken two bags to the charity shop, and I've got a bag to sell, and then I've like texted different friends, like, you know, when friends have like had their eye on certain bits of clothing for years, and now that I've I'm bigger than I used to be size wise, I'm like, fine, it's time for you to enjoy that. So I've like sent various bits and bobs off to different friends, but it was, yeah, it was really good. Like, I really, really enjoyed it.
I want to know what you've gotten rid of.
I don't think there's anything that will be of interest to you. I'm keeping all the goods. I'm keeping all, like, the pervert stuff, you know, that's like cricket cream. But it did highlight to me that I am missing a pair of tan sandals, which is, like, I think the first summer ever I've not had a tan sandal. But I remember I lost one in Turkey in October. Basically, we left the pram downstairs and then went to this like taverna to have, well, are they called tavernas in Turkey? Probably not. That's probably more of a, anyway, moving on. And when we came back down, actually one of my sandals had gone missing, but I mean, it's our own fault for leaving like the buggy down there. And we think like somebody had got disturbed basically. So they just took one sandal.
Revenge.
So now I'm on a mission to find the perfect tan sandal, which for me is a 1-inch block heel, which is quite a difficult thing to find. But I had bought a couple of things from the Shrimps for Warehouse Collaboration. Both of us had a bit of a heart attack over that, didn't we?
Oh my God, I got so excited. I got hot under the collar.
Yeah, we were both trying to calm each other down because I think both of us filled our shopping baskets up quite a lot. But actually, when all the stuff arrived, I kept two pieces and I've worn both pieces quite a lot. And I know after I've done my wardrobe switchover that I'll wear them quite a lot. And one was a crochet kind of like, it's quite cropped, as in it kind of comes to my belly button, but it's this crochet top. It's got buttons down the middle and a little kind of tie on the waist, but it just looks really vintage. It just looks like something from the 60s or 70s, but just in really good condition. And warehouse sizing is really good. So I got an 18 and I thought it was going to be tight, and it actually was quite roomy. I probably could have gone for the 16, which I was quite surprised about. And then I got some really lovely like natural coloured espadrilles. Then they're not a wedge, they're just more of a, do we call it a flat form? Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, a flat.
Yeah, it's like an inch of flatness.
Yeah, maybe a flat form.
So yeah, and then the other two bits other three bits I've sent back. So I was feeling quite proud of myself.
Good on you. I'm proud.
What have you kept?
So I kept the blue like underwater print dress. I only ordered two things just because I loved so much of it, but I had to really work out what I needed. Like, I loved like all the boater hats, and I was like, Liv, you do not need a boater hat, you do not need a toweling dress, and you do not need a Victorian style swimming costume, for goodness sake. So it did take a lot of like strength. Not that I have a disposable pot of Shrimps Warehouse money, but I was just very tempted by a lot of things. So I kept that dress, Also this week, I bought two books, which I definitely do not need.
Ooh.
That's one thing I've got a terrible habit of doing. Books and magazines, if I see one or hear one with a great review, I'm like, yep, ordered. And the first one is called Brilliant, 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 Brilliant. Modern Life as Interpreted by Someone Who is Reasonably Bad at Living It by Joel Golby, who is a journalist at like Vice, and he's very, very, very successful. And apparently, well, I say apparently, I've read some of his writing. It's very, very funny. And apparently this book is hilarious. And it's had brilliant reviews from like Russell Brand and Dolly Alderton and Catelyn Moran, and everyone just saying it's like laugh out loud funny.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Laugh out loud funny is something I like. Joe Lycett has written a really good review, Greg James, all the people that I find really funny. So yeah, I picked it up and I'm very excited to read that. And I also picked up a book called Ordinary People by Diana Evans.
Oh, I've not seen that.
I saw it on a girl I really love following called Camilla Ackley's Instagram. I think it was her that shared it. And I was like, it just sounds really, really good. Okay, so this is the bio of it. It says, South London, 2008, two couples find themselves at a moment of reckoning on the brink of acceptance or revolution. Melissa has a new baby and doesn't want to let it change her. But in the crooked walls of a narrow Victorian terrace, she begins to disappear. Michael, growing daily more accustomed to his commute, still loves Melissa but can't quite get close enough to her to stay faithful. Meanwhile, out in the suburbs, Stephanie is happy with Damien and the three children, but the death of Damien's father has thrown him into crisis. Is it something or someone else? Are they all in the wrong place? Are any of them prepared to take the leap? Set against the backdrop of Barack Obama's historic election victory, Ordinary People is an intimate, immersive study of identity and parenthood, sex and grief, friendship and ageing, and the fragile architecture of love. With its distinctive prose and irresistible soundtrack, it is a story of our lives and those moments that threaten to unravel us. And I was like, that sounds brilliant.
Oh, that sounds so good. Have you started reading that one yet? Or have you bought them both ready to go?
I bought them. They literally arrived about an hour ago. So they are box fresh.
Box fresh. I like that. Well, I think I might be borrowing those after you because I also have an impulsive book purchasing problem that needs to stop. I did think the other day about whether it was time to get a Kindle. But I'm just, I love touching books. I really love touching them. But a Kindle kind of seems to make more sense, but I'm not quite there yet in my head. So if anybody has got a Kindle and would like to tell me if you find the switch over, how you found that, the transition, because I just love the covers, I love touching books, but you know, I'm running out of room again, the environment, do I need to be buying all these books? I don't know. I'd love some feedback on a Kindle purchase if any Fringe of It listeners would like to share.
Let me
theirs.
Know as well, because I would be interested, because I feel like similarly that I'm a bit like, oh, but it's a space issue and it's, yeah, buying more and more paper, but then
yeah, there's a lot taking up a lot of room.
I love a good book. I really do.
I love touching them. I really do. Sorry, that sounded bizarre.
And I feel like
you
hold on to books. It's not like fast fashion necessarily, where you're throwing something out quite quickly. You're holding on to it.
Yeah, and I do pass my books on as well. Every now and again, if I get a cheap one, or I know necessarily I don't have anyone to pass it on to, I haven't been known to leave them on a train. I quite like doing that. Or I will give them to friends. But then, yeah, I've got quite... I have just got a new bedside table. It's a mustard locker. It's actually not mustard, it's actually green, but the company's called Mustard. And that's, now I've got new capacity for a few more books. So maybe when that's full, I'll contemplate a Kindle. Well, on that note, we will wrap up this week's episode. It was a bit of a catch up because we haven't spoken we haven't spoken to you in nearly 10 days. As always, hop over to the Facebook group and chat to other Fringe of It listeners in there. It's facebook.com/groups/thefringeofit. If you'd like to rate and subscribe us, I don't want people to rate us, but it does help other people find us.
Subscribe us.
Subscribe us. Yeah, I meant subscribe to us.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, we need to get back into practice. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.